following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Good morning, Refuge, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. It is early this morning here. We are getting up early with our dog now, so she's around here somewhere. And I thought I would just do a devo this morning, and just one that the Lord has put on my heart over the last couple days. And so maybe I could grab her here for a second.
Come here, Charlie. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here.
Let's see if I can grab her. She's right here. This is Charlie. She's going to listen to the devo this morning. Look at Charlie. Look in the mirror.
Oh, yes.
Look it up here in the camera. Okay. So this is Charlie, and she's going to be with me doing devos this morning. I'm going to put her down right here. Oh. All right. So let's pray, and then the devo this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 12. Let's pray. Lord, thanks for the opportunity you give us to come to your word each and every day, and even in the morning. And as we get up with our dog, Lord, just a sweet time to just kind of hang out with you and hear what you have for us in your word. And so, Lord, would you just be with us today? Many people may be watching in the middle of the day today at lunchtime, and maybe some later on. But would you use your word to instruct us and to lead us and to guide us? Amen. All right. Well, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3, here's what it says. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. And I guess I kind of grabbed hold of that as I've seen a lot of weariness and discouragement of our souls, of people getting tired of all that we've been going through. And in fact, in this particular case, the author of Hebrews is saying, be careful that you don't grow so weary and fall away, or don't be so weary if God is putting you through discipline, either through sin or something else, but he's growing you. Don't grow so weary that you fall away. So he says, in fact, when you start to feel that weariness, recognize that Jesus went through so much more. Let me read that again. He says, for consider him is capitalized there, who endured such hostility from sinners, those people who beat Jesus, who put him on the cross, against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. He goes on, you have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. In other words, you're not done going against the things that pull you down, that hold you down. You're not to grow weary of to the point of bloodshed. You haven't gone that far in battling sin and obeying God. So he's saying Jesus went all the way to death, even death on the cross. In this particular case, keep going, keep fighting, keep going, looking to Jesus. Then he says in verse 5, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. Listen to what the exhortation is. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. In other words, the Lord is, and this is one of the amazing things about God, is that he's not distant. In fact, that he's in the thick of it with us, and he's corrective. The Lord is correcting us at times, and moving us into seasons of healthiness, out of seasons of sickness and sin. Sickness, not necessarily health wise, but sickness as in we've got corruption inside of us. And the Lord isn't saying, keep going, I don't care, whatever, do what you want. Instead, what we see here is the Lord chastens us. In fact, here's what it says kind of in verse 7. If you endure the chastening, God deals with you as with sons or daughters. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? That's an incredible reality, that God cares enough to move us away from sin and off of the things that are destructive in our lives. And sometimes that's a hard thing. in the moment, but in this, at the end, it's what exactly what we need. He goes on in verse 8 and he says, "But if you are without chastening, of which of all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons." In other words, if you just kept getting to do what you wanted to do and God never corrected you, then you're probably not his family. "Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and of life?" Subjection to the Father of spirits and live. In other words, we have earthly fathers who we respect and we look up to that corrected us. How much more would we then, if they're earthly fathers who are correcting us, would we look to God who is the Father of us, Father of who all that we are, and created us? "For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness." This is the incredible passage here. He says that we have human fathers who are human, and who, when they correct us, they do it for a short amount of time, and they're imperfect. I'm an imperfect father, even in the correction, or maybe especially even in the correction of my kids. And he's saying, listen, you have a God, a Father who loves you. And actually, when he chastens, he says, it is for your profit, but he for our profit. In other words, when we're walking through that season of chastening and things get difficult, he's saying, listen, number one, don't grow weary. Don't grow weary. Keep walking through it. Jesus walked through it even to the point of dying on the cross. And he's saying, listen, you haven't walked through it to the point of bloodshed. And Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is your Lord. Jesus is your King. He's the one we look to. He said, keep walking, keep walking. I know you can get tired, but don't grow weary to the point of walking away. And then he says, listen, at the end of all this, when you walk through the chastening of the Lord, he says, you have this God who is the God of creation, the God of all things, who's leading you through for your profit. He says, it's for your profit that we may be partakers of his holiness. Listen, he's saying, I'm refining you, I'm changing you, I'm moving you out of the season of sin, and I'm correcting you. And that can be a really difficult time, and it can be really weighty. And yet I'm moving to a place for your profit, which is, here's the profit, your holiness, that you move out of sin and into holiness, that you become more like Christ. And I'm moving you to that place, Jeff. I'm taking you out of that other area, and I'm moving you to this place. Now, look what he says in verse 11. "Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present." Amen to that. No chastening seems to be joyful in the present, but painful. "Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." So here's the question. Are you being trained by it? Are you moving away from the old Jeff, well, the old you, whoever you are, into a new you, into the new person of righteousness and holiness? And I will just tell you, in my experience, it's a lifetime endeavor. That we continue to walk after him. We don't grow weary, but we do it because we want to be more like him. We want to honor the God who saved us and who loves us. And so I would just say, if that's you today and you've grown weary of righteousness and holiness, then it's time to come back to the Lord and say, God, remove anything that is not right within me. I want to be a child of God, and that means that I'm gonna turn my life over to you every single day. Sometimes even early in the morning, as I see the dew kind of going across here, early in the morning, and I'm gonna spend time with you. And Lord, would you just reveal to me any sin that is in me, and I want to eradicate that from my life so I can be a person, a child of righteousness. And if I'm walking in a season where I think you are chastening me, I'm not gonna run from you. Instead, I'm going to run to you, and it's for my profit, it says. It's for my profit so that I can be holy like you, set apart for you. Let's pray. God, thanks for this morning time in your word. And I pray that you would help me to live out of that reality and that truth today, that you dwell in me. And Lord, that you are correcting me and changing me all the time to move me towards the person, more towards the person that you've called me to be. And so, Lord, I don't want to turn from that. I don't want to run from that, Lord. I want to run to that. And so thank you, God, for being a God who didn't just create and leave us here, but instead you interact with us and speak to us and change us. God, would you do that work in Refuge today? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.